Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Ksuvos Daf Zion Ksuvos 7. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses the concept of something called Berachas Chatanim. Berachas Chatanim refers to the six blessings that are said during the Chuppah and the other days of the feast of the wedding. And that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. The six blessings plus what we say with it is the Bari Pri HaGafen, the blessing over the wine. And the Gemara is going to bring the actual blessings on Daf Ches, on Daf 8. But today the Gemara is going to discuss why we say it and the source for it. So we know that the source, actually, before we begin the Gemara, the source for Berachas Chatanim is found in Maseches Kala in chapter 1, Halacha Aleph, where it says, Minayil Berachas Chatanim in the Torah. How do we know that the blessing of Chatanim over a groom is biblical? It's because it states in Genesis chapter 24, verse 60, Vayivarchu es Rivka, that they blessed Rivka. And even though that there's an explicit verse where it says the bracha that they blessed her with, what was that? Achosenu atayil alfei revava v'yirash zarech ashar sonav, that our sister, you should have thousands of descendants and your seed shall inherit the gate of its enemies. Nevertheless, Chazal have the tradition that included in this verse is hinting to the fact that you should also bless the Berachas Chatanim. And so that's the idea, that there is this blessing called Berachas Chatanim. So Amar Rabbi Chalbo, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, Achas Besula v'Achas Almona tu'una bracha. That whether a groom is marrying a virgin or a widow, in either case, it requires a blessing during the wedding. It requires these, what's called the Berachas Chatanim. So the Gemara says, "Umi Amar Rav Huna, how does Rav Huna really say that you bless the Berachas Chatanim?" V'Amar Rav Huna Amana Eina Tuna Bracha. Don't we have a statement? Rav Huna says that a widow does not require this blessing at these blessings at the wedding. So which is it? Does Rav Huna say that a widow requires these Berachas Chatanim, these wedding blessings, or not? So Gemara says, "Lo kasha." It's not a contradiction. When Rav Huna says that by the wedding of a widow you make the blessing of Berachas Chatanim, that is specifically bebachor shenas almana. That's specifically by a young man who marries a widow. That so under those circumstances, since he has never got married, it's a great joy, and so therefore they establish that he should recite the Berachas Chatanim. Whereas where Rav Huna says that by widow you don't recite the blessing of the Berachas Chatanim, that's ba'almon shenasa almana, where it's a widow marrying a widower, where there the joy is not as great as the first time he's getting married, and so therefore the sages did not institute the Berachas Chatanim. So the Gemara says, is that really the case? Ba'almon shenasa almana. Well, by a widower who marries a widow, they don't recite the Berachas Chatanim. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Huna Bar Nosa and Tana, didn't we learn Minayim Berachas Chatanim Pasara, that Rav Nachman stated, how do you know that the blessing of the groom, these blessings, you require a minyan, needs to be said in front of 10 men? How do we know that? Shenamar, as it states with respect to in the book of Ruth in chapter 4, verse 2, it says that when Boaz requested that Ruth marry her, it says, Vayikach asara anashim mizikneh ha'ir, vayomer shavu po vayeshevu. He took 10 men from the elders of the town, and he said, sit here, and they sat. And the concept here is that he wants to make sure that if she's going to accept his marriage, that there'll be 10 men there so that he can recite the blessing of the chatanim. And so from here we see that the blessing over the groom requires 10. Boaz almon shenas almona havai. And we know that Boaz was a widower who married a widow, because we know that Boaz, the Gemara elsewhere tells us in Bava Basra, Tzadi Aleph Amad Aleph, that Boaz was another name for Ivtzan, and the judge is listed in Judges chapter 12, verse 9, and there it says that he has 30 sons and 30 daughters, so we see he must have been a widow. That's how Rashi explains it. And in Bava Basra, it also tells us there that on that day that Ruth came to Eretz Yisrael, the wife of Boaz died. And so therefore we have another proof that Boaz was a widower. And so if that's the case, so And we know that Ruth was a widow as well, because it says that in the opening chapter. And so therefore, we see that even by a case of a widower and a widow that you recite the Birchas Chatanim, that's the very source for it. So the Gemara says, okay, it's really the case that a widower and a widow do require the Birchas Chatanim. However, my inatuna bracha, what does it mean that they don't require a blessing? The Amar Rav Huna means inatuna bracha kol shiva. Aval yom echad tuna bracha. They don't require a blessing for all 7 days of the after the wedding, which would be the case if he married a virgin, that for all 7 days afterwards, that every time they gather together, they would require a blessing. But the first day, you do require those blessings, even by a widower marrying a widow. And so when Rav Huda says whether it's a virgin or whether it's a widow, they require the blessings. And we said that that's when by a widower who marries a widow, that's only day one. But by a bachur who marries a widow, that's going to be all 7 days. And that's the explanation at this point.